This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Are you succeeding with executive search recruiters in your career and during your job search? Search firms are busier than ever filling coveted jobs at all levels. The Recruiter Mindset by executive recruiter and transition coach Mark James will help you discover how to work effectively with executive search recruiters. Forget the failed concept of sending your resume into the black hole. He shows you how the recruiting system works. Mark shares a candid view of the world of executive search. He uncovers the key players and their roles in the search process, from how to develop relationships with executive producers to landing that dream job. Mark James, author of The Recruiter Mindset, our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Forget the failed concept of sending your resume into the black hole. In his informative third book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Recruiters, executive recruiter and transition coach Mark James shares his expertise for those in transition or wanting to advance in their careers. The Recruiter Mindset delivers what only insiders know about navigating the job search and interviewing process to become a top hiring candidate. Mark is a certified personnel consultant with over 25 years as an executive recruiter and career management and transition coach, the founder and president of Hire Consulting Services in San Diego, author of two bestsellers, and we've talked about both of them here on This Week in America, The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career, and Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. And now his newest, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. A pleasure to welcome back on This Week in America, executive search recruiter Mark James. Mark, a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this for months. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here, and I hope everything is well at your end from one coast to the other.
I love what you've done in this new book, and so much to talk about, The Recruiter Mindset. Let's start with this whole recruiting process. What do recruiters do? How do they work? For many people, it's sort of a mystery.
You know, I have a favorite quote, is that recruiters do not find jobs for people. They find good people for good companies.
Yes.
So that understanding sometimes can get a little confusing, that some job seekers think recruiters are expected to find them a job. It really doesn't work that way.
You go through all of this in the book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. What companies use executive search firms? Who hires these people?
You know, the companies that are growing, the companies that have a budget, recruiters are very specialized in what they find and how they go about their job. Most hiring authorities and companies don't have the time and the wherewithal to begin doing their own search work. Sometimes they'll hand it off to human resources, but they really don't do pinpoint recruiting. They typically put out a post, you know, a job post, which is very common. And usually by the time it reaches human resources, it's too late for recruiters to be involved. So usually when it's a pinpoint, very specific type of usually a select manager and way up into a higher echelon of a C-suite executive, that's where recruiting firms are most utilized, just simply because it's usually confidential. The search is not known throughout the company or anybody else, and they're looking to replace, or somebody's going to retire, somebody is going to be promoted, and they need to backfill with somebody that's of equal or greater value within the company so that they can find the best of the best. That's how it works.
Mark's website, by the way, is hireconsulting.com. His book's available, three of them now, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you go about contacting a recruiter? And maybe more importantly, once you've contacted them, to stay on the radar? Because I assume there's people contacting them all the time that are saying, hey, what about me? So how do you reach out? How do you stay in their the top of their minds?
Yeah, this is the million-dollar question, is how do you get the attention of an executive recruiter?
Yes.
Very difficult unless you are incredible at perfect timing, where you reach out with a resume, a phone call, and your background and experience is exactly what a recruiter's looking for based on that time and place, meaning they have a search that is ideally matched up well with you. And that's very difficult to pick that timing. It's almost impossible. So a lot of time people wonder, why don't they call me back? Why don't they respond? The problem is recruiters are really busy. And, you know, unfortunately, they don't have time to call back with bad news, right? They just won't take that amount of valuable yes. time from their schedule to call someone and say, sorry, I thank you for sending your resume, but we can't help you. They typically will not respond, and you'll be left wondering what happened. And again, you have to understand you have no entitlement to a recruiter's time. As I mentioned, they do not find jobs for people. They find good people for good companies, and you have to be very patient, diligent. And if you do get on the phone with a recruiter, it's a good sign. That means they're interested. They might have something for you, but they don't necessarily give you the indicator they will or do anything with you. They're pretty much screening you and finding out, you know, is this someone that I want to keep in my database, or is this someone that I may need to pass on? So again, if you do get that callback or that response, or they contact through LinkedIn, very important to be responsive as quickly as possible and understand that this is a screen, and don't get your hopes up, but at the same time, be professional and do the best to accommodate the questions that recruiters are basically trying to build a profile on you, and you need to be patient with that.
What should I say if a recruiter calls me? I assume he will lead the discussion, but is this like a long process, or am I best not to ramble on too long, sort of go where he takes me or she takes me?
I would keep it short and sweet, and, you know, respond to the questions accordingly. Don't ramble. You do not need to recite a resume. If they ask you, what are you currently doing? What are you looking for? If it was an opportunity, you got to be ready with that. If they ask what kinds of companies are you have you sent your resume into, they want to know where they will be or will not be effective. If a company already has your resume, you're not going to be included as a candidate because they already know who you are. The company does. But so you've got very quick to respond. Understanding their questions probably take 10, 15 minutes, and they're going to form their own opinion and whether or not you would be a candidate for their opportunity.
Who do they target for executive positions, and how can I get on their list? Is there a way I can be considered by a recruiter?
You know, the best way is word of mouth. And, you know, when I recruit for an opportunity at a company, I'm always canvassing, talking to people who are currently working, and not necessarily calling them to recruit them, but to see who they know, right? It's a networking referral type process that a recruiter goes through. It's very similar to somebody doing a job search campaign for their own career. They have to do the networking just like a recruiter does. And when you reach out to a recruiter, you've got to be understanding that you're interrupting their day and you may not get the response you want. But when they call you, as I mentioned, it's a good sign. That means they've heard about you, they've looked at your LinkedIn profile, or they were referred to you by someone you know. That's a great indicator that you're getting to the next phase of what it takes to get into a recruiter's radar.
Mark James is our guest on the program. His new book is The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. His past bestsellers have been The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career, and the first book, Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. All the books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your neighborhood bookstore, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If someone is saying, this really sounds like this could work for me, where do you put the recruiter in terms of where you look for a job? I guess I'm saying, well, you've got it in the book. We start off with the personal contacts. Isn't that where everything begins? Where would you put recruiters on the list is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, that's the ideal question, Rick. About 8 out of 10 times, and maybe 7 or 8 out of 10 times, you're going to get your next job through someone that you are familiar with who either provides a referral or an introduction to somebody at a company. Networking is the number one way to go. The next opportunity might be with a recruiter, depending on what your track record is like, how good you look on a resume and your LinkedIn profile. You could be placed by a search firm maybe 2 or 3 out of 10 times, depending. There's a lot of depend as far as the quality of the candidate that you are and the track record you have and the specific skill sets and competencies you have. The last probable way to find a job is through job postings. And I know your listeners out there are going, they're nodding their head up and down going, yeah, I've applied to 100 jobs and not one phone call. And that's very typical. So you've got to get back to basics, and the basics and the fundamentals of job search is pure networking, connectivity, getting out of the house, getting away from the computer and the job postings and the job boards. Work with people to find out who they know in the recruiting environment. In the world of recruiters, you may have, somebody has run across a recruiter and they've kept their number handy. Ask for referrals to get into a recruiter's radar. It's a great way to get that attention as you're networking in your job search campaign.
In your book, you talk about the top 10 recruiting characteristics of good candidates. We won't go through all those, but what are several that we should keep in mind, what you and other recruiters are looking for?
Yeah, you want to be a good candidate. You want to be cooperative. If they ask what your salary is, you need to be very transparent. You're not negotiating with an executive recruiter. They do the negotiation on your behalf. If and when you do get to the finish line with the closing, so you've got to be cooperative. You've got to be certainly very realistic when it comes to salary. Being realistic and cooperative in response, getting back to a recruiter. If you get pinged through LinkedIn, you should immediately respond with your contact info so a recruiter can call you with a specific time. You obviously want to have a good-looking resume, a good track record. Something of value would be real good cover letter that highlights one of the opportunities or two of the successes, achievements that you are proud of, that you want to highlight, and be ready to talk in a screening. You know your competencies, your skills, and what you are looking for in the ideal job. Certainly everything that goes into being a good candidate is attentiveness and responsiveness. You want to be adaptable, resourceful, and motivated. It's called ARM, adaptability, resourcefulness, and motivation, ARM, a great way for you to kind of pattern your whole ability to discuss who you are and what your strengths are.
So much we're talking about on the program, so much more, and all of this in detail in Mark's book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. Follow step by step from someone who knows inside the business, and he will take you there. We have to take a brief break for a message. When we come back, I want to talk about the Job Search Marketing Plan, the JSMP, as you call it, in the book, The Recruiter Mindset. Something we need in place before we even begin the process, and we will do that with Mark James, our guest on the program, author of The Recruiter Mindset. We're back on This Week in America after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America. Back with us on the program is Mark James, talking about his new book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. When we left, I mentioned I wanted to talk about the job search marketing plan. Talk about that. It's very comprehensive and really touches on all the aspects we need to have in place if we're being considered.
Yes, exactly. I created the job search marketing plan back in the early 2000s. And essentially, it's a roadmap or a blueprint of your job search strategy. It's a marketing plan, and it comes in two versions. There's a one-pager and then a five-pager, which is a blueprint of exactly who you are, what you do, what you're looking for, the target industries along with target companies. And to have a complete job search campaign, you have to know three questions right off the bat. Recruiters are going to ask you, why are you looking for a new job? You have to be able to talk about your reason for change, reason for looking. They call it the RFL, the reason for leaving your job or the reason for looking for a new job. And it has to be airtight. I caution everyone listening on this show, never respond you're leaving because you need to make more money. That is the wrong answer. You need to be more utilized. You're not being fully utilized. You're not being challenged. You're looking to upgrade what you're currently doing because you're feeling your competencies and strengths are not being utilized. You also need to know who you are. Remember the two-minute elevator pitch?
Yeah,
if a recruiter says, tell me about yourself, you need to be ready to talk about who you are and what you do. And then ultimately, you know, what you're looking for in the new opportunity, you need to be specific. And if you say to a recruiter, hopefully you won't do this, and they say, what are you looking for? You say, well, I'm open or I'm industry agnostic. that's going to be a complete disconnect with a recruiter. They're not going to ask a million questions trying to figure that out. You need to be ready for that. And then the other part of the job search marketing plan is a target market as to what you're going after, industry-wise, size, employees, annual revenue. You need to have those numbers ready to go in your head so that you can describe typical companies that you're most interested in when a recruiter asks what you're looking for in the ideal job.
If you're
the last part,
sure.
Rick, is you need to have your stories ready to go. I think I mentioned this earlier. You need to have your top 5 to 8 accomplishments or proud moments,
yes,
where you've made a contribution to an organization and be ready to talk about how you did it.
If you're listening and you're thinking, my stomach's churning already with all of these questions and how do I answer them? Well, Mark's got the answers for you. He's got a section, 23, tough interview questions with answer strategies. It's all laid out there. You should not be ill-prepared if you read this book and go in for an interview or do the interview virtually. You'll be there with the questions and the answers. I want to talk a little bit about the resume. I'm reading the resume, and the less than the time it takes me to ask this question, someone will have looked at it and determined whether it's going to go any further. In 6 seconds, talk about that. You got 6 seconds,
yeah,
on paper to make an impression.
Well, when a recruiting firm receives hundreds of resumes a day, maybe thousands and thousands per week, and they've got very limited time to be able to scan a resume, and if it's done right, if it's formatted properly, if it's got real bullet accomplishments, the biggest problem with bullets is they are typically used for job description statements, everyday duties and responsibilities. And that is a misuse of the bullet. The bullet needs to be an action equaling a result type accomplishment statement. And I can tell in 6 to 10 seconds whether I want to continue reading someone's resume based on page one, right at the top third, and then into the experience, and then the education is considered at the bottom. And I'm going to try to understand that in quick time and then be able to scroll out of that into another resume if I'm looking at them on my computer, which is typically where I go. And then if I'm interested in someone, I want to click on the hyperlink on their resume for their LinkedIn profile and go look at them online and see if they match up, you know, from both the resume accomplishments,
yes,
to what they've posted on LinkedIn. very important part of my job is using LinkedIn almost exclusively as a database to find great candidates.
You talk about that throughout the book, and I'm thinking if someone gets a little behind with updating LinkedIn, thinking maybe that's not going to do them a lot of harm, that really can be a detriment, can it?
It really can. If your LinkedIn profile is not optimized 100% and you don't have a really good description in your about section, which is a kind of a career summary,
yes,
you're missing an opportunity to connect with either a hiring authority or a recruiter or an HR professional who is using LinkedIn, like I said, as their database, their online sourcing database for finding potential candidates for opportunities in their company or their search firm. So real important to understand there's tutorials all over the internet, especially from LinkedIn, on how to optimize and maximize your LinkedIn profile. You will be passed over if you don't have a really good professional headshot. If your banner headline is listing job titles and names of companies, it's a wasted space. You need to be inserting a personal either branding statement or exactly the critical deliverable keywords that you do that a company would find very, very important to have. And that's the branding and the optimization that go into getting your LinkedIn profile ready to go during your job search.
All this and much more in Mark's new book, The Recruiter Mindset. His website is hirecounseling.com, consulting.com. A lot of this information in detail in the new book. I want to take, this is interesting with the resume. Right at the top of things to do, you've got three words, show, don't tell. And I'm reading through that and how important that is. We all like to say what we can do, what our skills are. You're saying, show me what your skills are.
Yeah. You know, there's an area that I call areas of expertise or areas of strengths. It's a table. And I usually have three columns by four rows, which is equal to about, 10 to 12 areas that you are proud of, that you possess, that are keywords that are trackable in a applicant tracking system software that most companies and recruiting firms use. So when you send a resume into the company, all those keywords are tracked and they're easily retrieved when they do a query into this ATS tracking system software. And there are many, many kinds out there. Some are really good. Some of them are not good and they don't work and maybe have problems over-screening and under-screening sometimes with candidates. But the best way to follow up is a phone call. Don't rely on the applicant tracking system to get you on the front burner or the top callback. You've got to be aggressive and assertive with recruiters and companies to get on their radar and stay there.
This book is a comprehensive guide that will get you through the process when you're talking about interviewing, the interview mindset, and all that goes into that. The companion book, The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career by Mark, is available still in print. Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success, also available. And this new one, this is a must-have, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters by Mark James. Back with us on the program. His website is hireconsulting.com. Books available wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'm talking quickly because I've taken so much of your time and I got so much more to talk about. We'll have to do this again. Mark, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for taking all this knowledge, 25 plus years, sharing it with everybody on the program. Thank you for being with us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.